This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Ever since soldiers have been sent into war, the survivors wind up living a chunk of their hearts and souls right there on the battlefield. They may make it home, but always that part of them remains tied to that far-off battlefield. Tim Keenan of Traverse City lived with that hole in his heart and soul for over 40 years. Tim was a 20-year-old infantryman back in the fall of 1967 when he was dropped, literally, into frontline fighting in Vietnam at Dak Tho. For weeks, Tim's platoon fought and bled to take a position called Hill 1338. Tim made it out of Vietnam. And after more than four decades, he decided it was time to return to Vietnam, to see where he fought, and to reach out to the other side, soldiers who were North Vietnamese Army, NVA. Filmmaker Neil Steno followed Tim and his son Jake on this emotional trip that happened exactly a year ago. The result is a documentary film called Nanique. Tim Keenan and Neil Steno, welcome to Stateside. Such a pleasure to have you both with us.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for bringing us here.
Tim, 40 years is a long, long time, and many might wonder why dive in and go back to where so much that was bad had happened to you and your buddies. Why not just let time bury it all?
I just thought about it for so many years about going back, but I never could find anyone to go back with. I didn't push the issue. You want to go back? And they say no. Okay. Then I wouldn't think about it for a couple of years. But something inside of me wanted to go back there, and because I left there, I don't know if it does this to all people that served in the infantry, but it left me with just negative feelings about an entire race of people. When I went over there, I was just a happy-go-lucky dude, and then I turned into, well, whatever you turn into, what I don't even know what the word would be. When you're in infantry, you're like an animal out in the woods, out in the jungle, so I wanted to try to make peace with the Vietnamese people and perhaps my enemy, too, to see them in a different light.
I'm wondering, in these years between when you were fighting on Hill 1338 and then when you finally went back, to what degree was PTSD present in your life and in what ways?
It was a continuous thing. I mean, one of the things I think is brought up in the film is that us as soldiers and you get so close with your with the people that are serving next to you, that are next to you, when you lose them, you don't have time to grieve them. You never have time to just actually be sad, go to a funeral, because it's your life, and you see dead and wounded, and it's mass chaos constantly, and it was just endless. And I wanted to see the whole country in a different light somehow.
And Neil, how did you come to know about this trip of Tim's? I'm wondering, what was the story that you saw in this that made you say, we are going to make this happen and we are going to make a film out of this?
It actually goes back a few years. We were in Traverse City. I had lived there, and Tim was a part of one of our storytelling series that we'd done called Weathered Beard. And he got up on stage and told essentially his war story. And over the course of 30 minutes, you'd see these people in the audience just react in such a real way. Tim has a way of connecting whatever story he's telling in such a beautiful manner. So over the next few years, you know, he and I had constantly been, you know, in conversation. And it just so happened that this is going to sound totally weird, but I had a dream about doing a project. And in my dream, I was actually filming in Vietnam. And that next morning, I woke up shaken up and I called Tim, and ironically he'd said he talked to his son and was ready to go back before I even mentioned it. So it sort of felt like it was made to be.
And Tim, that was such a key part of this story. And I know, as you say, you asked over the years, you would ask some of your Army buddies to go, and it was clear they were not on board with this at all. And then your son Jake said, I'll go with you. Talk to us a little about the sense of healing that this trip brought to both of you.
I could never have made that journey without Jake, and he's so such a sensitive guy anyway, and he really senses when I'm feeling emotion, and he was there for me every step. It's like every step of the way, every time I was having these emotional moments, he would give me a hug, and I had no idea how he knew they were coming, but it was incredible. And on Hill 1338, it was just one of many hills. That's all we did over there, is take hill after hill after hill. 1338 happened to be a big one, because we had so many casualties. And when we were going up that hill to see Jake, like essentially walking point, going first, I had so many thoughts of my mom. And I'm so glad Jake's not in a war. And I don't know what I'd do if one of my children had to go off to war, knowing what I know. And I thought about my mother going down the basement and crying every time the doorbell rang. My dad told me that's what happened. And because she was fraught, she thought it was the guys from the Army saying her son got killed over there. And I never even thought about that when I was over there. But having Jake with me was, I couldn't have done it without him. That's for sure.
There is a lot of significance, Tim, to November 17th in your life and this trip tied around that date. Tell us why.
That date, November 17th, well, that's just etched in my memory because it was so horrific. And we were all young guys. We were all, you know, I was old at 20. And it was just a monumental. I mean, we took hill after hill. Yeah, there was 943 and there was hill 1294 and all these other hills. But 1338, we had a lot of casualties that day. And there was a lot of grief and a lot of silence and a lot of, it was just like, it was a horrible time for all of us and for the people that survived and moved on. I certainly wonder about them every single day, how they're doing.
Neil, as Tim and his son Jake stepped off the plane and Tim is stepping foot back onto Vietnamese soil for the first time in over 40 years. And as he points out, it's not with a year ahead before he can get out. And he came on a nice airplane. But What struck you, Neil, as you watch, because you're there as the impartial observer, what struck you about that moment as you saw that happen in front of your camera?
Yeah, from my perspective, I was able to see everything, like you say, from the outside. And to see Tim in the airport, specifically Chicago, that was where I started to see the reality of what he was about to do, because he was sitting by himself, probably for very good reason. But, you know, there was that hesitation, that nervousness, and you could just feel it. And finally, when we landed, fortunately, I think we landed in the middle of the night and landed in Saigon. And so it kind of gave him a little bit of time to essentially, like, look at his surroundings and understand, holy cow, I'm here. But it progressively just got more and more calm and peaceful as time went on. You could see that nervousness all of a sudden turn to, I don't want to say necessarily happiness, but just Tim was in a state of just well-being as he started to just knock off each of these obstacles. And Jake, of course, was definitely there every step of the way, and you could see he just knew exactly when to help his father through any situation.
There are so many emotional high points in this short film. And I will say, honestly, as a viewer, I was wiping tears away through much of this, especially coming, Tim, with your meeting with that group of former NVA. It was an amazing thing to watch in Nanique. Can you even now begin to describe the emotions of sitting down with these men?
I was so scared, actually. I mean, I wasn't scared like infantry scared, taking up a hill scared, but just scared in a kind of a different way, an emotional way, meeting these guys. And I saw them pull up and I go, oh, God. And so I didn't know what to do. So I thought I'd just go greet them and just try to be friends. And so I walked to their taxi. And when they got out of the taxi, originally they were very kind of cold towards me. I didn't know whether to salute them, shake hands with them. And they were kind of cold towards me, except for one guy, that Mr. Tewitt guy. I reached my hand out to help him out of the taxi. And I was hoping he'd grab my hand, and he did. And I helped him out of the taxi, and he kind of grabbed onto my arm and I helped him. And he doesn't know how much he helped me, because I was worried that these guys, I didn't know what they were thinking of me personally. And I didn't know what to say to them. And I tried to converse with them. And finally, I went with the Veterans for Peace. Tell them I'm a president of the Veterans for Peace in Northern Michigan. And so the translator did. And it kind of the conversation changed. And then they opened up to me. And they told me they were around the area where I was fighting in Dak To. And we opened up a whole new dialogue. And I saw them. And they saw me as a human being. And I saw them as human beings. And I wish they would never have been my enemy. I mean, they could be my neighbors, especially that Mr. Tewitt guy, that older dude. I wish he was my neighbor so I could just take care of him, you know? I became really close friends with those guys.
Neil, you've taken Nanique to the Traverse City Film Festival and to the Woodstock Film Festival. And how do you want to get this film out, especially to veterans? Are you working at trying to make that happen, Neil?
Yeah, I mean, any veteran that wants to reach out to us and see the film, I encourage you, please, to check out our website and write me at naniquefilm@gmail.com. I promise you, I will. Our goal is to get it in front of any veteran. But, you know, ultimately, it would be great if we could somehow get on an educational distribution so it can go into schools and colleges and it just becomes more seen.
You can get more information about the film Nanique by going to the website. It's nanique.com, and that's N-A-N-E-E-K.com. And you can also go onto Facebook and search for Nanique, Tim in Vietnam, and get news of screenings and what's happening with the film. Neil Stino, Tim Keenan, thank you so much for sharing it with us today on Stateside.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cynthia.